You're listening to SBS.
When someone you love needs a little extra support, choosing the right care matters. At RLS Care, we provide trusted NDIS and aged care services with compassion, dignity and respect. Whether it's personal care, domestic assistance or supported independent living, our dedicated team is here when it matters most. Call 0433 037 337 today and discover how RLS Care can make a difference. RLS Care. Independence starts with the right support.
You're listening to SBS News.
A warning, this story contains content some listeners may find disturbing. Messages and attitudes from Manosphere influencers, widely condemned as hateful and misogynistic, are surfacing in Australian schools. And there are concerns the ideas touted by these contentious figures, like Andrew Tate, are contributing to the prevalence of gendered violence. It's something a teacher we'll call Jane, as she wishes to remain anonymous, has experienced firsthand. Over 20 years, she says she experienced physical, verbal and sexualised abuse at school.
He actually attempted to throw a desk at me. He threw chairs. I actually had to evacuate the class. And then when we looked at the incident afterwards, I was asked, "So what did you do to provoke the student?"
She's far from alone. A Monash University study surveyed 2,600 teachers across the country, finding 78% observed or experienced gendered violence, which includes physical, mental or sexual harm. 95% believe at least some of their students access Manosphere content, and 70% notice the influence of Manosphere ideas on students' attitudes and behaviours in the past 12 months. Dr. Stephanie Westcott is from the School of Education at Monash University.
When they go to school, they see a woman who is in front of them, a woman who is educated, and a woman who is in a position of authority, and they have been trained to teach that, to treat that woman with contempt, as well as the girls around them, who they learn are not as valuable as they are and not as worthy as they are. And so it creates an atmosphere of hostility in the classroom. It leads to teachers being ignored by their students completely, their instructions not being followed, but also we're talking about pretty serious incidents of direct sexual harassment and sexism.
One in three teachers say gendered violence causes them to occasionally consider leaving teaching. 16% say they do so frequently. Federal President of the Australian Education Union, Karina Haythorpe, says the figures are alarming.
We do have an attraction retention crisis in terms of the teaching workforce across Australia. And when women are saying that it is unsafe to work in our schools, then we have a problem. So there's an urgent need here now for all governments to step up. They need to fully resource our schools. They need to back in programs such as respectful relationships. And they need a strong policy response so that schools are safe teaching and learning spaces.
Respectful relationships education is part of the Australian school curriculum. Professor Stephen Roberts from the School of Social Sciences at Monash University says researchers are calling for further action.
We've started by asking for misogyny to be recognised as a workplace hazard. This is the first place to go. But intensive resourcing of the respectful relationships education curriculum is also a necessary next step as well.
Jane says while talking about her experiences is difficult, it's an issue that needs to be brought to light to avoid further harm.
I love my profession. I love educating students, and as hard as it is to stand up against this toxicity, we need to understand that if we don't do this, it's only going to make the situation worse.
She says the longer the issue goes unaddressed, the greater the risk for future generations.
It's only going to impact future generations to a greater level than what we're currently seeing and experiencing. And we're going to find that it becomes intergenerational to the point where you may have multiple generations who've experienced the misogyny and sexism and toxic masculinity that exists.
If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732, text 0458-737-732, or visit 1800respect.org.au. In an emergency, call 000. Angelica Waite, SBS News.